All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and getting set to send the Mercer County Fair Queen off to the state pageant. They had a send-off Sunday at Mercer County Intermediate School, so just tell us about this thing on Sunday, getting ready for you to head off to the state pageant.
Well, it was a wonderful opportunity for me to practice everything that I've been working so hard on, and all of my friends and family were here, and I was just very grateful for them all to come and show their support.
All right, let's go back to July, crowned the Mercer County Fair Queen. Just tell us a little bit about the rain so far and some of the different things you've been able to do.
I had a wonderful opportunity to go on the 9/11 Memorial Ride, and it took me to all of the fire stations in Mercer County. It was an extremely rewarding event for me to be able to experience that. And I also got to work with Jay Doherty on his Mercer County Markers Association. We actually had a dinner for him at my high school, and it was a great time.
Well, that's awesome. And a little bit about why you wanted to participate in a cause like that. What was the motivation behind that?
I honestly feel as there is a little lack of patriotism in my generation, and I want to help spark that within my peers if I'm given the opportunity, and I just wanted to take advantage of what I was given.
All right, so I believe I heard you leave Wednesday for Springfield, so just tell us a little bit about kind of the emotions and the preparation, some of the different things you've done to get ready.
Well, Wednesday's actually my brother's 16th birthday, so happy early birthday, but we've been working very hard to get ready, and I've been reading countless articles and going to mock interviews, and I've met so many amazing people already, and I just can't wait to get down to state and really meet everyone that I'm given the opportunity to.
Yeah, so tell what is the schedule? Can you give us an idea what the schedule's like? So Wednesday you leave, and just tell us what happens next weekend then.
So on Thursday is the first day we go, we sign up, and then on Friday and Thursday evening we will practice, and Friday I actually have interviews in the morning, and then after that evening I'll go to dinner, and then Saturday is we practice in the morning, and then that afternoon we go and the pageant starts, and that's the preliminaries, and then the next morning we go to brunch, and then the top 15 is announced after our production, and if I make top 15 I will be doing the entire pageant over again. So
the gamut of emotions for you right now as we talked to you on Sunday, and you're leaving Wednesday.
Yeah.
So what are you feeling right now?
I am a little stressed, but I'm mostly excited because I have the best support system behind me that you could possibly imagine.
That's awesome. And then just in terms of the area of the pageant that I don't know if you're most apprehensive or most nervous about, or is it just, you know, just being nervous about the whole experience?
I'm honestly most nervous about the modeling. I am not the most graceful, so that should be interesting.
All right, and then just the opportunity to associate with queens of, you know, all the other county fairs and get a chance to co-mingle with them and interact with them. What are you expecting there? And that should be a pretty neat experience, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've already met so many of them, and they are some of the sweetest people. And I cannot wait to meet and make all of these new friends when I get this experience.
Good luck in Springfield.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's the Mercer County Fair Queen, Michaela Hoopman, with us on WRMJ.